Blog Talk Radio.
Trey Day in the building. How you doing, brother?
Yo, what's going on, man?
What's up, brother? We are live right now. The world can hear us. We are on the Dream Husband Podcast. People, this is Trey Day representing Norristown, Pennsylvania all day, which is right outside of Philly, man. This is a very multi-talented brother on all levels, and we're excited to have him on the podcast today, man. Trey Day, introduce yourself, brother.
What's up, guys? How's everybody feeling this morning? Well, afternoon now. I'm a late riser.
No doubt, man. Listen, I'm going to get right into everything that we got going on right now, brother. When you when you look into the mirror and it's just you, nobody else around, what do you see in yourself as a man and as an entrepreneur in 2020, brother?
Man, all I can say is it's about to be like a wave. And like when I look at myself, I'm like, damn, I'm doing pretty fucking good. Shit's about to be crazy this year. Just got a couple of key features. So definitely it's hyping me up a little bit. Just connected with Radio Pushers too, which you know what I mean? Shout out to Radio Pusher. And it's just work, man. It's just a lot of work. I'm working on the album, and I can't wait. The Broken Rose is about to be crazy. Got a couple of key features on that joint. And I'm just rocking out with Treehouse, you know what I mean? Shout out to Shy Shizzy, shit like that. And it's going to be dope. I'm excited.
Yeah. I want to go into this part here. Because the reason why I ask that question, man, what do you see when you look in the mirror, is because a lot of people see different things on social media about who you are and what you are. But when I look at you, man, I see a warrior. I see a hustler. But most importantly, man, I see somebody that is truly unflinching in their faith in themselves, man. You have a lot of confidence. So that's the reason why I ask that question, brother.
I appreciate that, man. I appreciate that. It's hard in the music industry, but I'm telling you, if you keep like the energy up, you have no idea where it could take you.
Definitely, man. It's definitely not easy in this business. Let me go into this part here. When you look at, well, let me just say it like this. 2020 started out great. And obviously, you know, we hit a wall with the COVID situation. It's so sad. So many people have lost their lives, and you know, all of the nurses and the doctors and everybody, the grocery store workers on the front line, have just really been going through it. What have you? How has this year impacted your music business this year? Like, what things have you had to adjust in order to meet this new climate?
Well, man, I can tell you what, like, I had a tour lined up, and, like, the whole team's kind of, like, upset about it. I got put on Tech N9ne's tour for 6 of his shows, and we literally just had the hometown show, which we sold out, you know what I mean, as we do, you know what I mean? It was pretty lit. And the virus came, and it was just so, like, it, like, halted us. But then we're like, okay, if this is happening, we're going to take every precaution to stay cooling, but also have to keep working. So when we had to reschedule everything, it actually turned out to be something good, because now, like, I decided to rebrand everything, and it's going to be more of my direction now than someone else's direction, and I like it. It's going to be a good vibe. So I think it was a good thing and a bad thing at the same time.
Definitely, man. I think that with everything that you just said, that sums up a lot about how people have been feeling, you know what I'm saying, about just the whole situation. So many people have had to make adjustments to this thing, because it's never going to be the same. As far as everything, live shows, and now digital content is more powerful than ever. I want to ask you this. You're on stage, microphone is in your hand, crowd going crazy. what do you see in yourself as an artist? And I mean, crowd going crazy, microphone in your hand, your music blaring through the speakers. Explain how that moment makes you feel, brother. How does that moment make you feel?
I kid you not, it's so nervous. And like, I have anxiety, so I smoke a lot of weed. And when I perform, it's like everything's on me. Like, it's on you to get the crowd involved. It's on you to control the tempo, you know what I mean? And when I have a good DJ like Crisscross and we're just vibing, like, it's a vibe. Like, when I come out, I'm coming out with energy. I'm not going to take the funk. I'm here for you guys, you feel me? And, like, it's all for the fans, you know what I mean? Because that's their time to see you, you know what I mean? So you got to step it up to, like, your maximum energy and give them what you feel, you know what I mean? Like, I just...
You broke up on the last part again?
Oh, I said it's like a vibe. You got to give them your vibe. So you got to give them, like, all of your energy when you're on that stage. It doesn't matter if there's 1,500, 300 to 20. It doesn't matter. If you give them that energy, they're going to respect you and they're going to fuck with your music. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely, man. They definitely want to do that. So, I mean, definitely you're right about that. I mean, as far as, like, you know, people being connected to you. Let me ask you this, man. What is one thing about your personality or about your characteristic? I mean, what's one characteristic about you that people just love and they connect with? Like, what's one thing about you people love and connect with?
I can say that I'm very passionate. I'm very passionate about anything I getting my hands involved with, whether it's shows, music videos, or just sitting and talking about music, you know what I mean? And I think when you have that passion behind what you want to do, it's hard to deny your goal. You get what I mean? Because if you have all that passion, you're going to work and work and work and work and work until you get where you want to be.
No, absolutely. Let me break it down like this, man. What's the main why? And you know, in this game, there are no promises. There's nothing guaranteed. I mean, everything is just so wide open, man. Why in the world do you bet on yourself so much? Like, why do you bet on yourself? What makes you believe that you can do it? Because you know, the chances of you being successful in this game is like less than 2%. So that's a very competitive market. You know what I'm saying? So why do you feel so confident in your ability to rise to the top, man?
I think because, like, when I first started this, I was in Chicago. Like, my roommate told me to start recording, and then I started doing music. I wasn't really into the music thing because my whole family's in the music. And I was the oddball who wanted to be a photographer. But I think, like, when I got in that studio, it kind of transcended. Like, this is what I should be doing. And after that, I didn't really take it serious. I'm going to be honest. I didn't take it serious until I opened up for Lil Pump. That literally, like, said, okay, I'm here. You get what I mean? Like, this is what I'm meant to do. Like, I love the energy of the shows. I love the energy of the fans and the people who are just like hitting me up my DM, asking me questions, and I'm excited. I'm going to be in this game for a while because of the passion I have for the music. You know what I mean? It's more so about music than money. A lot of people think like it's all about money, but no, you got to love music in order to be successful. So that's why I think I'm going to be the one that's going to break the barrier in Philly, because I feel like I'm not a Philly rapper. I feel like I'm a West Coast rapper mixed with a little bit of Philly. You feel me? So when my music drops, it's different. And when you have a different vibe, it stands out more than you hear trapping all the time and all about stacking money and all that shit. You get what I mean?
Oh, of course. I understand what you mean. Let me ask you this. last question. 2020 is, you are a super talented artist. You do a multiple of things, Trey Day. I mean, your lyrics, your melody, your delivery, it all stands out in the grand scheme of things. Here's my thing to you. Business-wise, merchandise, your own label, your own LLC, your own company, man, what do you have on store for the remainder of 2020 that you feel is going to impact the hip-hop culture, man?
Well, first starters, I'm going to Shot Radio pushes out again because, you know, you've been working with me, you know what I mean? We've been getting sucked up.
Absolutely.
So I'm excited from that.
Appreciate
being
in business with you, man. Appreciate being part of it too, brother.
It's all about networking, too. Like, I've been networking crazy. And now that I know the direction that I want to go in, it's about to get scary for a lot of people. Like, I'm really about to just start dropping crazy videos. Big shout out to Rotation Records. Me and Tom and Thomas have been working on this album round the clock, even through this coronavirus epidemic. I got a lot of new music and new flavor for everybody, and I'm excited to give you guys what you guys deserve because you guys deserve the best from me. So I'm literally stacking everything, and I'm going to drop like camel drinking water, I swear to you. All this new stuff is going to be fire. I'm linking up with blogs. I already talked to Elevator. I already talked to Say Cheese. I even Lyrical Lemonade hit me up 2 years ago, and I completely I wouldn't want to say, like, put them on the back burner, but I kind of said, look, I need some time to figure my shit out. So now I got my shit figured out. I'm definitely going to hit them up again and see what's up to see if the offer's still on the table. And then I'm also in, like, a little thing where I'm about to get a big feature with someone. I just got my feature with Demrick, so that's pretty dope. And then I'm working on another feature with Lil Debbie. And the last feature I can't really say because of contract agreement, but it's going to be crazy. I'm excited. You guys are going to love everything. Broken Rose is coming, so just get ready.
Got it, man. Well, listen, people, this is my man, Trey Day. Give out your Instagram handle real quick before we go.
Yeah, everyone follow me on Trey Day All Day on Instagram, Twitter, TMD _ Trey Day, SoundCloud, Trey Day All Day, and Spotify. Just type in Trey Day. You'll see my new character that we're going with. So I hope you guys enjoy it. It's been nice on here with you, man. I can't wait to keep working, man. It's going to be a ride.
Yeah, man. Your Apple Music blowing up. Your Spotify moving, bro. Everything moving, bro.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. It's
going to
be crazy,
man. Let's get
it,
people. Trey Day, people, on the line representing Northtown, Pennsylvania. Follow him on all social media and on digital platforms. Trey Day. Man, thank you so much for being on the podcast today, brother. Appreciate you. Peace.
No problem, man. Peace.